You're listening to the All Systems Go podcast, the show that teaches you everything you need to know to put your business on autopilot. Learn how to deploy automated marketing and sales systems in your business the right way with your host, the professor of automation himself and founder of Automation Bridge, Chris Davis.
Welcome to the All Systems Go podcast. I'm your host, Chris L. Davis, founder of Automation Bridge, an online publication for small business marketing automation, where we focus on turning digital marketing professionals into automation service providers. And in this episode, I want to discuss some of the elements or the ingredients of making your web presence profitable. Okay. This goes into how do you generate revenue online for your business? And more importantly, how to create a web presence that puts you on the shortest path to profitability. And by web presence, everybody, I'm talking about your website. It's one of the main things that seem to confuse people is how do I leverage this online space for my business? How do I create a digital storefront for my business? So from the front end website experience to the back end fulfillment, I want to make sure you have a comprehensive understanding of the role your website plays. Okay. So before we jump into it, if you're new to the podcast, first off, welcome. Do me a favor, listen to this episode in its entirety. At the bottom of this episode, as we're closing out, that is when you have the invitation to leave a 5-star rating and review. If you are a subscriber and longtime listener and you have not left a 5-star rating and review, please do so now. This podcast will continue to play as you go into your app and leave that 5-star rating and review. The All Systems Go podcast can be found in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. You can subscribe on YouTube and anywhere where you get your podcasts. All right. Thank you in advance for all of your 5-star ratings and reviews. It is greatly appreciated. So let me start out by saying this. Less pride and more strategy. OK, for this episode to really hit home, I need you to be willing to minimize a bit, because what I see a lot of entrepreneurs making the mistake of in their business is making it all about them too early in the game. Right. They build a website with their photo on every single page. Every single social media post has to do with their face. Right. They spend top dollar on the most beautiful logo design, and they start posting motivationally on social media and showing and highlighting all of these things that they're doing and how great they are. Right. That is like the textbook start. And I get it, because you're proud. Right. You're proud. This is something that you're doing. You're introducing yourself. But you miss a huge opportunity here with your website. Or you may have someone who's built a beautiful website for them with business cards to match. And it does absolutely nothing but look good and impress a few folks. And when I say a few, I mean like family members and people that you're connected with. You may get an additional visitor like, oh, wow, your website looks so good. But at the end of the day, it's really not doing much for you. I call it a trophy site, right? You hold it up. Hey, look what I've done. But it's not doing anything for you. But just looking good on the shelf, people can walk by, relish at it, say, oh, wow, look at that. And then they keep walking. Right? Isn't that how we do most trophy cases? You know, you walk by, you look, you marvel for a minute, and then you go on with your business. You can't afford to have a web presence that doesn't work for you. Okay. So what happens is when you take these two approaches, and there's many more approaches, but this leads to this ever growing confusion of how to build a profitable web presence. And I'm often asked, Chris, do you even need a website anymore? And it, as shocking of a question as that is, I understand where it comes from, because following that question, they start to talk about social media. They're like, I mean, people can schedule with me right on Instagram. They can buy my product right off Facebook, or I'm using TikTok in these videos to drive this and drive that. And I get it. But it's this either or, this either or approach that is so detrimental to your online, to building a profitable web presence. And it just makes me wonder where it makes me wonder what the definition of profitable or what success looks like to these individuals. Right. Because I've ran into countless people that do share this idea that websites are now obsolete, now that Instagram or insert any social media platform of the future is where a lot of people are getting their content. Okay, and that's just not true. And hopefully this episode sets the record straight for good. And for those of you who are already in the market of looking for a new website, hopefully this keeps you on the right path. All right. So first and foremost, let me just start out and say this. You always, and when I say always, I mean all caps, you always need a website. You always, using your own branded domain. Always. Okay. There is not a case in business where I would change this statement in any magnitude. You always need your own website. If you think you don't, you're thinking short term. Okay. And if you still don't think you do, you just don't understand how to fully leverage a website for your main benefit. Okay. But you always need one. So when I say branded domain, I'm talking about a .com, a .co, a .biz, a .net. I don't know. There's so many dot somethings out there and they're so inexpensive. It really doesn't make sense for you not to have one. In fact, I would take it a step further and say, if you're in business, you should not be using @gmail.com email address. I mean, these are easy steps to take to set you apart from the pack, right? From the crowd, and help establish your brand. How much better does an email address look when it says @yourdomain.com instead of @gmail.com? There's just a level of amateur polish that comes with using an @gmail, @iCloud, @Yahoo. You know, like, we've got to level up. All right. So when you have your .com, .co, .whatever, that's a good start. That is a great start. Now you can at least start branding your email addresses. If you've got business cards, if that's your industry, they still hand those out. You can use that branded email address. I cringe every time I get a business card and it says @gmail.com. It seems like that should be against business card law. Like, you cannot put a Gmail address on a business card. You know, like Gmail just is not, it's a personal email address. Like, you should have a business email address. Okay, maybe it's just me. I'm sorry. Let me get back on topic. All right. Because I have a lot to cover. All right. So now that I've told you always need a website, what we can debate is the size of the website. Okay. Should it be a single page website, like a landing page, or should it be a full website? Okay. Now, let me take you back in the day, maybe 10 years ago, maybe a little less, when I was moonlighting as a web developer. And what I would say is you need 5 pages. You need your home page. You need your about page. You need your contact page. You need a landing page, and then you need your blog. And that is still probably true in some cases, but to get started, all you need is a single page website that captures information. That's all you need for a website. And you all are seeing it. You all are witnessing it. A lot of you go and frequent these pages and you're just not really picking it up. That's what it is. Have you ever gone to a web page and you clicked on the navigation, a link in the navigation, and all it did was scroll down to a particular page, a particular section on that same page? But it didn't go to a new page. You clicked about and it just automatically scrolled to the bottom. And there's a section that said about. That's a single page website. And it's one that I recommend starting out because you always have somewhere to send people. Okay. And that's what you need. You always need somewhere to send people. Again, can you send them to social media? Can you send them elsewhere? Yes, but you don't own it. You don't own it. Okay. Why are you giving these social platforms all of your traffic when they're keeping all of the information about that traffic and you don't get any of it? Okay. Every asset you create on the web is done so to strategically disseminate information about your business to make the facilitation of information capturing easy. That is the sole strategy for establishing a profitable web presence. Okay. But you have to own the experience. Your website is your front door. It's your home. You own it. And that is where you can control the experience. So social media becomes the club, the mall, the house party, the bar, etc. Anywhere where you go to meet and connect with a lot of people at once. But you don't sleep there. You don't live there. For the most part, there's some people that's like, man, did you go home? It's like, dude, I've been up all night and I'm still going. Let's go. Right. I get it. Some people party hard and maybe do bring a sleeping bag and can just camp out in certain clubs because they know the club owner XYZ. But why? Why would you want to do that? That's crazy. Right. Even if the club owner says, hey, look, I got a room upstairs, at some point, you are going to want to take people from connecting with the masses around to a one-on-one conversation, right? A more intimate space, right? The goal is to connect in these venues, the clubs, the bars, the house parties, and give people somewhere to leave and connect with you on a deeper, more intimate level. Now let me ring it back in. I know I'm talking about the club, the bar, and I just said take them somewhere more deep and intimate. I'm still talking about products and services, everybody. Just for the record. Okay, let me realign you. Some of my party folks was like, yeah, that's right. I do need to take them somewhere. No, products and services, social media, take them to your website is what I'm talking about. Okay? Let's stay focused here. All right. But yes, connect on social media, post there, have a presence, but drive them to your website. And these two actually make up the majority of your front end experience, the front end of your profitable presence. And that is one, a owned entity to communicate persuasively for you. That's your website, by the way. Okay, you own it and it can communicate persuasively for you. You have full control. You're not regulated. You do realize social media will regulate your posts from a individual, just a regular person that's maybe misusing music that you don't have the rights to use in a YouTube video, all the way to the president. You will be regulated. So it is good to connect there, but you don't stay there. You have to abide by their laws and rules. Where on when it's on your website, you have full control. OK, so the front end of your profitable presence is a website that communicates persuasively for you, where you have full control and freedom. OK, second is a means of connecting with new people and driving them there. That's called traffic. All right. So when you can get new eyes interested in what you have to offer, send them somewhere. And that should be your website. OK, now when they get there, it isn't until information is captured that they actually enter into your business. OK, so but before we proceed, a few rules apply here. For your website. Okay. And just follow me throughout this podcast because I'm kind of on my soapbox on this episode. There's so much, but I don't want to fire hose spray it. So I'm just trying to distill it down to a few things to help you get a more comprehensive view of it. But a few rules apply to your website. And one is never store information in your website only. Okay, this includes email notifications. So what does that mean? A lot of you, all you have is a contact form. And what that contact form does is it sends you an email every time somebody fills out the contact form. That's okay, but that's not recommended. Okay, that means you have to work through email and or log into your website to nurture your leads. That's not ideal. That is not what I would recommend at all. Okay. So your website should collect it, but it should not store it, which brings me to the second thing. The second rule is your website should integrate directly with your CRM. Okay. If you say, hey, Chris, do I need a CRM? Yes, you need a CRM. We've discussed this before. Okay. We have discussed this. You need a place to where all of your leads exist that you can take action on and continue to build out the customer profile. Okay. You need this. Now, with that being said, third one is, as I mentioned on the last podcast, do not capture any information you don't plan on using immediately in your follow up. This goes into following up with 100% of your leads 100% of the time. Don't capture the information if you're not going to use it. So we have these three rules that turn our website into a worker for us, because it captures information that we need, stores it in our CRM, which enables us to follow up immediately. This is the front end. This is your front end representation. Okay. This is your representative of your business is your website. Okay. And just let me say this. You do not have to go design crazy on your website for it to be effective. The greatest thing that you can do is have clear, concise copy on your website. Okay. And by website, remember, I'm still talking about a single landing page. That's what I'm talking about right now. And again, if you want the navigation, you have a single page where the navigation links just auto scroll to certain areas on that page. But we're keeping it simple. And I'll tell you why I like to keep it simple in a minute. Okay. But remember, it's not until they provide information that they're in your business. So before they provide information, we went through those rules. Make sure you're never storing the information on your website only. It's okay for your website to have the information. It just shouldn't exist only there. It should integrate with your CRM. And when I say integrate with your CRM, there should be no middle person. It should go directly from directly from website to CRM. There is no need for a middleman here. Okay. And what is a middleman? If you're using maybe you've got Squarespace and every time they put in their information, you got to use a Zap to send them over to something else. No Zap should be required to get people from your website to your CRM. Okay. There are other places where you may need some third party integration tools, but this is not one of them. Okay. Some of you say, what about pop-up software like Lead Pages or if I have ClickFunnels or something like that? You can integrate software into your website. Yes, that's fine. But that software should send them directly to your CRM. Right? But for many of you, if you're just getting started trying to build a profitable web presence, you just need to take the form from your CRM software and just embed it on your website. Just eliminate any middleman. Keep it simple, but this has to be in place. Okay. So now to get inside of your business, they need to provide information, and nobody's just going to freely provide information without something in exchange. And you shouldn't expect that. So that brings us to what we often refer to as a lead magnet, right? It's something that you're offering that they get immediately in exchange for their information. And this should be a derivative of your product or service that proves interest in what they have to sell. The whole point of a lead magnet is not to create something beautiful and say, hey, look how I found out how to use Canva. Look at this 102 page ebook. The goal is not the creation. It's the interest that the creation creates or captures, right? So if I am in accounting and I want you to, and I want to know if you're interested in me being your bookkeeper or whatever, I'm going to create something, a derivative of my service, which is I'll do your bookkeeping for you, right? So I want to put something in front of you to see, hey, if you like this, then you're going to pretty much like my service. So I derive my service. There's a 5-point checklist that I go over to see if your bookkeeping can be better. Right. Is it reconciled monthly? Do you stay up at night worrying about how much you're going to pay in taxes the next year? And, you know, all of these things. And let's just say I have 5. Anybody that downloads that, just the act of downloading it is showing interest in a product and or service they may not even know exists at the moment, but I do. Because I started with my product and I derived this free offer out of it just to make sure that there's alignment. So anybody that says yes to that free offer now is one step closer to saying yes to my services and or product. Right? And it is the lead magnet that gets them inside of your business. So for some of you, I'll be honest, some of you, your lead magnet is going to be your time. It's just what it is. It's the easiest way to start out, say, hey, 15 minutes, 15 minute consult. And it's your time. You'll give your time. Others, you may be a little further along and you can give something else. But what we're staying away from is having a webpage that the only form on the website is a contact form and or a footer for subscribing, a footer subscription box to subscribing to your newsletter. This you're back. You're lost. I need you to get on track. OK. I need you to get back on track here. Those two things are not going to get you profitable. And for those of you who are my outliers to say, hey, Chris, I got both of those and I've been doing just fine. Guess what? You could do better. Now, if you want to do better, that's up to you. You could be more streamlined. You could be more optimized. You could be more automated. You could be more intentional. It's just the truth. Okay. So once inside of your business, what happens is your messaging channels become critical. Okay. So just reviewing here, I'm saying, hey, look, man, I need to capitalize on this whole online thing. We've got products or services, and I'm just trying to figure out, you know, I'm talking with this web agency and they can build out a website, design it, this, and that. And what I'm telling you is slow down, because all you need is a 1-page representative that communicates the value that you're offering to capture interest. That's to get them inside of the business. Once they're inside of the business, now you've got messaging channels that take over, and it's these channels that continue to educate and persuade your leads to take action that is in their best interest regarding your product. Okay, you're not persuading them to take the action that's in your best interest. It's in their best interest regarding your product. Because again, they don't know the transformation yet. You have to make it clear, right? You have to remove any doubt and or questions that your product can provide that transformation. And I don't want to get too deep into the marketing. It's just natural. My mind goes there and it's just too tempting. But I want to focus on the channels, right? Because these channels are now your means of answering questions, providing case studies and testimonials, sending reminders. just deeper engagement with your audience. And this becomes very dynamic in today's digital age because the communication can take place in multiple channels, right? Some people use Facebook groups or other groups, private groups, email, text message, events, right? But this is your website has done a great job with getting them in your business. And now your communication channels are taking over to ensure that they don't become a lost lead. Now here's what's interesting, or I should say, here's what you need to focus on when you have all of these channels, is that they must be synchronous. If you send a text message, that has to communicate to your other channels that it was sent out, right? Same with email. And what you're seeing is the role of your website is starting to expand. So perhaps after so many leads, you realize, ooh, I need a FAQ page, or maybe a page that details the process of getting started, or maybe I do need an about me page. Maybe the section is not enough because people are really interested in about us and our cause and XYZ. But you're getting this from engaging with the market. You're letting the market define what your website needs to be, because they're telling you what they want to see. Okay. And more importantly, it serves as a mean of continually capturing information at various stages in the journey, because you're always sending people back to your assets, to your website. Now, let's just look at how we can give our website a value injection. And just think about some of the third party software that we can use when we own our website. We can use live chat. So when somebody comes back to the website, they can see a chat bubble and engage with your company. You can have pop-ups, exit intent timed pop-ups, right? You can start to really create an experience using your website, because you can't do it anywhere else. Where else are you going to put a chat bot or a pop-up? You can't do it anywhere but your website. And I'm still talking one page here until your audience has really shown that they need more from you. Right. And then we get into what I call growing into necessity. It's the only way that I recommend building a website. You know, start lean and grow into necessity. See what you need to do to meet the market demand and then build your website, expand your website from there. So those five fundamental pages I used to teach, I think that there may be a case for that, but I think it's more obsolete now than anything, because I've seen a lot of successful companies just have one main page on the front end. And then on the back end, of course, you've got, you know, other pages like I said, your FAQ and, you know, maybe return policy and things of that nature. But they build it from necessity, which means they never put a page on their website that's A, not functioning for them, and B, they don't need immediately. Because your communication channel should always drive back to your website. Whatever you're posting on social media, it should always drive back to your website. You're always pushing traffic, people, interested leads, prospective leads, customers. Everybody's going to your website, mainly because you want to establish a good rapport with Google. Okay, that people are coming to your site for value. And the good thing is, when you send warm traffic to your site, it guarantees that they're going to stay on your site that much more longer. And when Google starts to see, oh, wow, there's an average time spent on your webpages of 5 minutes. Now Google starts respecting you as a valuable resource, which makes them valuable by sending people there. Okay. In addition, people love to share valuable things. They love to be the hero to other people. So when they find something that's great, they like to share it. So this is speaking to the importance of having that social content that's easily shareable that always drives back to your website. Always. again, you're in full control. When somebody is on your Facebook page or anything, you can't see what pages they visit. You only know what they've done if they've liked it or commented. That's the only way. There's so many stalkers and lurkers out there, and they could see just everything on your social profiles, and you see nothing, right? The amount of people that like your stuff with respect to the amount of people that look through your stuff and never say anything, night and day. It's probably not even 80-20. It's more like 95-5. 5% of your engagement is out of all of the people who are lurking around looking at your stuff, 5% of those people are engaging. I can just tell you, people are too nosy. You know, you could just look up anybody's profile and be browsing for hours and you don't even know the person, never met them. And you're like, how did I even get here? And then you just close out social media and you're done. Right. But guess what? The social media platform has all of that data. They know the amount of time people are spending, your highest visited profile. A post. They have all of that. So if you don't intentionally drive people to your website where you own that information, you can't take action on it. And many of you are crippled by the fact that the social media platform holds all your information. And then you get excited when they give you a little bitty nibble. Hey, we're this month, we're showing you your top 10 posts. What? Show me my top everything. Give me, it's my profile. Actually, it's not. You're leasing that space. You don't own it. Why would you continue to build these platforms with information on your audience instead of you being intentional with capturing that information as well? This is what your website is for. This is it. Are you seeing it? It's not just you're communicating persuasively, right? You're capturing information. You're continuing to capture information. And it's putting you in full control of the customer journey. Done right. Done right. Right? This, you have to get this. You have to get this down, because whenever you're playing at a massive level, whenever your business grows to a massive level, you're gonna understand, and maybe you need to come back to this, you're gonna understand more clearly all of the hoops that you have to jump through to stay in good standing with these social media platforms. And I'm not against them. I use them, but I use them for what they need to be used for. They do not and will never replace my website. Ever. My website has been the greatest asset in my business since I started my business, but it's because I use it strategically. There's not a page on my website that I have just because you're supposed to have. Every single page has purpose. Every single page. And it's integrated. My website is integrated with technology to enhance the customer experience, to help me continue to capture information, to make the decision-making process easier. You have to have a website, people. You have to. Okay? And remember, people sharing is a good thing. You want people to share as much of your information as possible when you're on these social platforms, when you're out just, you know, promoting your business. You want people to share one thing. You don't want them to say, hey, go follow him on here, and he's on here. That's cool if they do it on their own. Oh, look, here's his Instagram. Oh, look, yeah, they're on Facebook. Go here. That's fine. But every Facebook page should have a link back to your website, your Instagram. Every social platform should link back to your website. You know, I'm shocked. I really am. I'm shocked and disappointed at the amount of business owners that do have a Facebook presence and profile with no link to their website. It blows my mind. It just blows my mind that you would shortchange yourself that you would limit your brand's exposure to just that social platform. It boggles my mind. It's so easy to just put your URL there, mainly because people, again, use people's nosy behavior to your benefit. If somebody stumbles across your page being nosy, at least let them get to your website where you can capture information. You can't capture information on social media at the level you need to truly scale and grow your business. It just is not possible. Okay. And lastly, when it's time to make the sale, it should take place on your website. It's got to take place on your website or a web asset that you own. I get it. You know, your checkout pages may give you their own domain, and maybe they're going to do a paid consultation, and you're driving them to an Acuity scheduling page itself because they provide you these URLs. What I would say is this, if it's not on your site, you know, it's a third party tool that's processing the payment, at least try to map a subdomain to it. So it's still a branded experience. This gets into a little bit of the marketing layer, but there is going to be some times where right on your website, they check out, right? Maybe you're using a platform that provides a checkout form. You can embed it on your website. Maybe you're using a tool, like if you're using WordPress, maybe you're using Gravity Forms with a Stripe or PayPal plugin that you can process payments right there on your website. But it should take place on your website with HTTPS and SSL secure certification there. Right? And this is just a brief example of how the strategic building of a website can help you reach profitability quickly. Okay. It helps people get into your business where your channels, your messaging channels, can further the conversation. And then it helps you close the deal. Your website does all of this, and it doesn't have to be more than a few pages. That's it. I just don't want you all to overcomplicate it, thinking you have to have websites like all of these other brands that you see that A, are just pushing out mass content and you have no idea how it's converting or working, you know, or B, are they just don't operate at a level of efficiency that you desire to. Right. And with this, here's the hard part about this podcast is I didn't even cover content marketing. One of the strongest forms of marketing today, by the way, and how to use it to generate leads from social media, how to repurpose blog content as articles and social media posts to drive traffic back to your website, to increase your monthly traffic, to show Google so that you can increase your organic traffic, which is free leads, by the way. Right. I haven't covered any advanced tactics on dynamic text replacement, individual landing pages per partnerships. You know, you go on somebody's web podcast, or maybe you're featured on their blog. You want to drive them to a specific page on your website. You don't want to drive them to your homepage. Right. Create a landing page for them. When you have your own website, you can do things like that. Right. So the goal is to help you understand the importance of your website and the role that it plays. Do not let anybody tell you you don't need a website. Yes, you do. You just need to be strategic with its creation and execution. For my savvy marketers, you understand this. Your next step is getting your marketing layer in place for yourself or your clients. Right. In the beginning, your marketing layer and your website, they're one and the same. And as your marketing matures, they become separate. And that's a good thing. They should. Okay. This is the progression of your web presence. Okay. So I hope this was helpful. Let's take a second and think, who needed to hear this? Who's got that? Here's what I want you to think about. I want you to think about that business buddy that has the best looking website and is not making anywhere near as much money as either you are or your clients or just other people that you know. And you've been trying to tell them, like, look, I like it. the website is good, but there needs to be more. Look, your business cards, the finest card stock that you've printed on with the most beautiful colors. It's great. But there's more to it. Who's that web developer that just likes to build custom websites all the time? Well, you don't need a custom website, by the way. There are a few cases where I see a custom website being needed. Most business owners do not need one. Why are you even entertaining a custom built website? Don't do it. Share this. And you may need to share it with the upcoming web developer, because sometimes the older web developers, the more seasoned ones, they're stuck in their ways. You can't convince them. They don't know marketing. They don't care about marketing. They just want to build beautiful stuff. Share this with them just in case. Maybe there's hope, right? So most definitely share this with your marketer. Share this with your web developer, and share this with your business buddy that's looking to build a website. Save them on the front end. Okay. Here at Automation Bridge, we're dedicated to training digital marketing professionals to become automation service providers. These are savvy marketers that understand how to leverage your website as well as all of the technology to truly get the most out of it. Okay. Small businesses, they're in need, dire need of these marketers with that ability. And they need help deploying automated systems for rapid growth. Your website becomes the foundation of that. So let me ask you this. If you like to go a little deeper, I mentioned some things in this podcast. Again, I just touched the surface. I haven't even gone all the way into all of the ways that you can use a website, but I have a community for that. Every week we discuss the current week's episode. We're discussing tools, strategies. There's a private podcast in there that I do where I go deep into just a level much more deeper with the podcasts that are out. Right. Automation building tips. It's just a place where if you want to learn automation, you feel right at home the minute you log in. And it's great because we share productivity hacks. We share anything that we're all kind of dealing with, right? Trying to navigate and figure out for ourselves and clients when it comes to automation. It is the community to be full of automation specialists ready to share openly. You can see one challenge of how to build an automation. You can see 5 to 10 different ways people did it. You're walking away like, oh my gosh, that was great. Right. Like, man, I never thought of doing it that way. OK, so if you're looking to speed up your learning curve of automation and rub shoulders with other people that will make you better quicker, I want to extend the invitation to join the community, the Automation Bridge community. It's actually the only place where you'll find me engaging daily. It's where I am all the time, engaging, sharing, discussing episodes of the podcast, answering questions. Hey, what about, I'm thinking about using this tagging structure. Will this work? You get feedback, right? Hey, which automated webinar platform should we be looking at? This is what we're trying to achieve. This is how you do it. I pull back the curtain on a lot of the strategies that I'm using, right? It's challenging, but it's fun. So if you like to join, if you like to take me up on my offer, I'd love to have you. Go ahead and visit automationbridge.com/join, and you'll be able to get instant access to the Automation Bridge community. All of the show notes and podcasts are accessible at automationbridge.com/podcast. You can subscribe there to listen to other episodes at your leisure. And you can access, again, the show notes, any links to any resources that I recommended. If you'd like to be a guest on the podcast, you can do so there. And if you'd like to submit a request of a topic to be covered, you can do so there. automationbridge.com/podcast. So until next time, I see you online. Automate responsibly, my friends.